Page 135, Activity 4, Taking Notes, Part 1.
Good afternoon, class. I want to start today by telling you a little story. Once there was a young woman from Mexico named Consuela who came to New York to work. And she got a job at a factory owned by a man from Taiwan. One day, when Consuela came to work, her Taiwanese boss handed her a red envelope. She looked inside and saw $50. And what do you think she did? She became very upset and threw the envelope back at him. Of course, her boss was totally shocked. Can you guess why? Well, he had given her the red envelope and the money because it was the Chinese New Year. And on the Chinese New Year, it's traditional to give money to young, single people for good luck. But Consuela didn't know about this Chinese custom. She was very insulted and refused to take the money. Now, what does this story show us? What's the point? Yes?
It shows that an action can have totally opposite meanings in different cultures. Like, in this case, the boss thought he was being generous, but Consuela was insulted.
Exactly. Every culture has its own rules for appropriate and inappropriate behavior. And serious misunderstandings, like the one with Consuela and her boss, can occur if we don't know other people's cultural rules. To illustrate this point, I'd like to offer some examples from four areas. First, the way people greet each other in different cultures. Second, the way they use names and titles. Third, the way people eat. And finally, the way they exchange gifts. All right? So, let's start with greeting customs. I mean, how people behave when they say hello. First of all, I'm sure you know that in the United States, greetings often involve some sort of touching, such as a handshake, a hug, or a kiss if the people know each other very well. And most Western countries are similar to the United States in this way. Also, did you know that people from France kiss almost everyone on the cheek, even strangers? On the other hand, people from most Asian countries don't usually feel as comfortable touching in public. I mean, it's normal for businessmen to shake hands, that's true, but many traditional Japanese prefer a bow. While people from Thailand, for example, normally hold their hands together in a kind of prayer position, like this, you see? So, imagine what would happen if an American was invited to someone's home in Japan or Thailand, and he or she tried to hug the host. It would be very embarrassing, right? And yet, that behavior would be perfectly acceptable in the United States or Latin America. Another behavior that differs from culture to culture is the use of names. Maybe you've noticed that many Americans use people's first names very freely, even if they've just met someone. Some people even call their bosses by their first names. In contrast, people in most other cultures are more formal and prefer to use family names to address people, like Mr. Martinez or Ms. Schultz. In some countries, like Korea, for example, it's polite to use a person's title or position with their family name. So you'd say, for example, Teacher Park or Manager Kim.